All right, welcome to today's Career Report with your host, you know, Tim Madden. Hey, hope everyone has had a great week so far. I know we're rolling into Thanksgiving tomorrow, so be sure to spend some good time reflecting on this year, spending some good time with your family. Watch the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. I got some family in town too. It's just one of my favorite holidays. So yeah, super excited about that. Hey, the topics I have that I want to talk to you about today, just a couple before we go into this holiday week or this holiday tomorrow. And I'm just going to keep reminding you nearly every single day, ladies and gentlemen, do not take your foot off the gas, please. There's always a reason not to do something. Now, don't get me wrong. Hey, take tomorrow off. That's okay. Friday, get back to work. Man, if you're in a role, you know, produce for that role, produce for the company that you support. If you're not in a role, hey, it's time to get back to work. You know, I think that's the biggest difference between successful and unsuccessful people. Unsuccessful people are always waiting for the magic, right? They're like, hey, I'm going to wait till Monday. There's Thanksgiving tomorrow. It's Black Friday. I'm going to go shopping even though I'm unemployed. This is the craziness, right? And then I'm going to go out with friends on Friday night. Then I'm going to drink some alcohol. Man, what? It's freaking crazy. Unsuccessful people are looking for all of the stars to align. Successful people, are you ready? Know that they never do, but they still do what they need to do anyway. The workout, the goal setting, all of the things, the inputs that they need to do every single day. Okay. I wanted to let you know, okay, corporate America is open, ladies and gentlemen. People are interviewing today inside of our career programs here at ECU. I know because I prepped them and so did our team. Offers are coming in today. People are trying to wrap it up before Thanksgiving. Already this week, I think we've had 9 offers already. And I know more are going to come in today because people want to wrap it up. Actually, some of the deals we're negotiating for our clients, they have an expiration date of 11:59 tonight. So listen to me. Despite what you're hearing, hiring managers are trying to wrap up headcount before the end of the year. So while everyone else is pausing, waiting for a sunny day with warmth and all of these things on January 1st, hey, crush your competition. Momentum is built in the weeks that everyone else takes off. I was just held some training yesterday and I was like, hey, who wants an unfair advantage for their career search at the executive level? Are you ready? Do you want your unfair advantage? It's right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, one thing that's so easy to forget about, which hopefully not during the holidays though, is gratitude. Okay. And that's what I was thinking about as we're approaching Thanksgiving tomorrow. You know, I'm fortunate. I know I'm fortunate. I'm so fortunate. You're fortunate too, I'm sure. It's just not maybe the military. For me, as a young boy, man, right? I joined the military right out of high school. I was 17 years old. Went to basic training, deployed to Iraq when I was 20 years old. I had my 21st birthday in Iraq. Okay. And I remember we were only supposed to be there 9 months. We got extended by Congress. I remember that day our commander came out and said, hey, your military orders that read up to 365 days, are you ready? Now says 575. Holy crap. That was in October of that year, I believe in 2003, 2004, right? But I, you know, have a different perspective. Man, I'm so grateful. I'm so freaking grateful. Right? I'm grateful that I get to spend this Thanksgiving with my family, right? I was in the military for a long time, right? There were times I'd be gone so many times for holidays, birthdays, etc. Living on, you know, here's how rough Tim Madden had it, right? In the middle of the desert, on a cot, doing guard duties and all the things. Man, I'm at home right now. It's warm. I got food. Man, life is good. Be grateful. Every single day, you can either focus on 2 things, and my mentor just drilled this into my freaking head. So, and I'm going to drill it into your head because it changed my life and it still does. Are you ready? You get what you put your attention on. Man, I'm putting my attention on what I'm grateful for. You know, man, I'm alive. I got another day to fight. I got another day with the ECU team. I got another day with the clients. I got another day for the other business owners I support, my other strategic partnerships. Man, it's just another day. Praise the Lord. How do you think, man? You know how most people wake up? Imagine this. Imagine waking up saying, man, my life sucks. No one will call me back. I can't get a job. Filled with stress and anxiety. What life do you want to have, ladies and gentlemen? Because here's what I know. It's always going to be something. It's always going to be something. You heard it here first. If you get a job, it's going to be something else. If it's not something with your job, it's going to be health problems with your family. Right? You know, I was just talking to a really good strategic partnership I have with a good friend of mine, Delaney, yesterday. We were set to connect at the end of the day. And he said, you know, that he's in the hospital with his dad. You know, his dad's not doing too well. So praise for you, sir, and your family. You know, so stay grateful, man. And reflect right now. What went well this year? What didn't? Here's what I know, right? When you think about gratitude for the things in your life, your children that are healthy, right? It impacts your mindset, ladies and gentlemen. It impacts your ability to attract interviews, to have confidence on these interviews, right? I guarantee you there's something that's always not going to be ideal in your life. Welcome to life. Focus on the positive things. Even John Maxwell says, gratitude turns what we have into enough. You know, I can guarantee if you aren't happy with your life right now, no job with any title, with any money is going to change that. I know that. All job, power, status, and money does is amplify who you are right now. And if you're relying on external factors out of your control to determine if you're happy or not, you've already lost. You had the privilege of waking up today. Man, be grateful for that. You have the opportunity today to go get yours in the marketplace, right? Here's what you need to do inside the next 48 hours. Here's your prescription on the daily career report. Hey, today, tomorrow, Friday, right? Send out gratitude messages to prior people, man, to former bosses, to mentors, to key contacts, right? Who has helped shape you? Tell them, hey, Craig, I appreciate you, man. I was just thinking about you, and I just appreciate all of the guidance and advice and the leadership you've given me over the years. Hey, it's really helped shape me into the leader I am today. I just wanted to say I really appreciate you. Happy holidays. Do that for people. It does make a big difference. And then map out over the next 48 hours, how are you going to get seen? Your biggest problem in a job search right now is not enough people know you. So what posts are you going to make? Who are you going to network with? How are you going to manage your time? Map out your plan of attack right now for December, because ladies and gentlemen, December 1st, ding, ding, last month of the year. You know? But then your friends, right? And everyone on LinkedIn, what are they going to say while you're on LinkedIn, right? They're going to say, no one's hiring. I'll pick it back up over the holidays. People aren't checking their LinkedIn right now. It's crazy. It's crazy. You get to decide who do you want to be. So that's my question for you as we're going into this amazing time tomorrow that we're supposed to spend with our family, right? You get what you put your attention on. You know what I'm putting my attention on? I'm dealing with a lot of SHIT in my life right now, right? Just like everybody else is. But you know what? I'm choosing to focus on the positive aspects. I'm excited that my family's in town, right? We're going to have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. I'm going to watch the game. I'm going to hang out with my little man and my beautiful wife, Christina. We're just going to have a great day. And I hope you have a great day as well. But here's the deal. It's up to you. You get to decide right now how your day is going to go for the rest of the day, if you're going to have a good day tomorrow and Friday. Remember, you get what you put your attention on. And if you're in a search right now, the winners take advantage of everyone else's excuses. So from myself and everyone here at Executive Career Upgrades, hey, have a great Thanksgiving with your family. That wraps up today's edition of The Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, who needs to hear this today? right? Does one of your friend or family members need to hear this message? Share this with them. And then do me a favor. You know the deal. Go leave me a 5-star review over on Apple or Spotify so I can be one of the top 100 podcasts, which is on my vision board sheet, which I think about every single day. And one day I know it's going to be true. All right, everyone. Have a great day.